This message is brought to you by Apple Card. Apple Card is a no-fee credit card that you can apply for right from the wallet app on your iPhone. Subject to credit approval, variable APRs for Apple Card range from 17.49% to 27.74% based on creditworthiness. Rates as of January 1, 2026. Existing customers can view their variable APR in the wallet app or at card.apple.com. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch. Terms and more at applecard.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
This is Aces on the Air.
They got the bucket. A Turnbull came from the weak side and recycled the shot. A game-saving play by Turnbull.
The official podcast for Evansville Athletics.
Ground ball the right side. McGinnis Fields. He throws the first. They've done it! For the first time in program history, Evansville has won a regional. The Purple Aces are off to the Sweet 16.
Aces on the Air is brought to you by Taroni's Pizzeria and Brewery. Claim a $3 off voucher at any 2025-2026 UE Athletic event on campus.
The turn on to first. Two! A double play! And it's ball game! Evansville fans have won in 18 long years! For the first time since 2006, the Aces are Missouri Valley Conference Tournament Champions!
Every episode of Aces on the Air is available on Spotify, Apple, and online at GoPurpleAces.com.
Elevates on a three. It's an air ball. Wow. And the Aces have gone the road to Rupp Arena in Lexington, Kentucky, and stunned the number one Wildcats 67-64. They shock college basketball this Tuesday night.
Now, here's the voice of the Aces, Jevin Redmond.
From the Purple Aces Sports Network, this is Aces on the Air, brought to you by Troney's and powered by Learfield. I'm Jevin Redman. Episode 53 this week, we introduce the new women's basketball head coach. It is Ben Wiersbe, the 12th head coach in program history. About 2 weeks on the job so far. It's been a busy 2 weeks for him. Had the press conference last Friday inside of Meeks Family Fieldhouse, and he has hit the ground running, building a roster and also a coaching staff. We'll talk about his approach here in the new job and also just kind of his past history and what he's been up to over the past 25-ish years in college basketball. But Coach Wiersbe, I would say welcome to Evansville, but I guess welcome back to Evansville as you were here from 2007 through 2010. And great to have you back here on campus, and I'm sure the last 2 weeks has been very calm for you.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. It's great to be back. I told my wife when I pulled in for my interview, when I pulled on in through to Evansville, through the town, through campus, it just felt home. It felt normal. It was like, yeah, it's been a while since I've been here, but it felt like I've been here forever. So it was a comforting feeling when I pulled back in here.
Mentioned you had the press conference last Friday, and I was able to watch that. I was on the road with baseball at Indiana State, and you were very emotional in your press conference. What brought those emotions out? Because, again, this seems like a special job for you.
Yeah, I think it's it takes a lot of hard work, a lot of time to get to this point. But I think it's the people. I mean, it really is. Like, the passion I've had for this place, you know, like I mentioned, it's Coach Cruz, it's Coach Simmons, it's Coach Forrester, it's Chris Hollander. Those guys I've coached with, I've played with. I was here for 3 years, but I was with those guys for almost 10 years combined. And so they showed me what Evansville is about, and it makes you feel what it was about. And it just became a part of me. And so to have this opportunity to come back and be the head women's basketball coach, I just feel the sense of pride and joy to do that for myself, but also representing the past history of the basketball programs.
your last two stops, you were part of a program that had a lot of success, Miami, Ohio. When you came in, they, I think they won, what, 9 or 10 games the year before your staff got there. And this past year, you guys made the NCAA tournament, also had a great run at Mercer. And I realize each job and each school is different. Now you're in a head coach role. But what did you kind of learn from your last two stops of these are keys for us to have a chance to be successful here?
Yeah. So if you go back when I went to Mercer 11 years ago, we were picked middle of the pack. We had 13 freshmen and sophomores, and granted it was pre-portal days and a lot of different things, but there weren't a lot of expectations for us. And we end up winning the regular season championship, lost in the championship game, but we went on to win 5 regular season championships, 4 NCAA tournaments, only 4 in school history, lots of other records and stuff while I was there. And great, great with Coach Gardner. We had a great relationship, and it was a great run. It was a lot of fun. But when Coach Box got the job at Miami, he called me, and I was there. He was hired on a Tuesday. I was there the following Monday. And so I was by his side making all the decisions, helping make the decisions on the roster, the staff, scheduling, all that stuff. And that really helped me prepare for this situation, coming in, knowing, starting with, you know, 4 players coming back and try to build off of that and meeting with those girls. And I will say those 4 have been great, the loyalty of those 4. But when our first year, we were grasping for stuff, and we won 9 Division I games, which was really pretty impressive where we were at. And then we went to 19 wins and give us another year. We got to 28 this past year, and it was what we were able to do in a 3-year span was pretty impressive. I hope it's that easy, but I know better than that. It's gonna take a lot of hard work, but I've had the blueprints of working with Coach Gardner and Coach Box on how to do certain things, and I'll do it with my own personal how I want to do it, but I've got those 2 that I can lean on of how we did things before.
Well, talk generally in terms of, you know, your staff, because I know you're in the process of building that up in addition to your roster. But what have you looked for as far as when you talk to certain coaches to come to your staff? What do you want from them as you try to coach this program?
Yeah, so I say this, the 2 things I'm looking for in assistant coaches are trust and loyalty. Those are 2 things I think you can't really teach. I can help with the recruiting and the basketball and all that stuff, but I'm trying to hire people that I know fairly well and I trust, and I know they're on my back. And especially in a situation like this, that's what you have to start a program. You, or at any time, but especially starting a program and laying the groundwork down, those are the 2 things. And I think we're on the right track with that. I'm very excited about some opportunities and possibilities we have in that situation, and hopefully we'll get that taken care of soon and get them on campus soon.
In terms of building a roster, I know year by year it's going to be very, very different. This level, just how it is for mid-majors and a lot of schools. But what is the consistent with your rosters you hope to have in terms of style and how you want to play? And yes, you have to make some tweaks depending on the players you have, but how do you want to play?
Make shots. I think the word I've been using a lot is efficient. Mm-hmm. You know, you listen to all these other, we want to play fast. And yeah. It's good to play fast, but if you turn the ball over, it's no fun. And so When I talk about efficient, it's like we want to take care of the ball. We want to take good shots every time down the court. We want to be in the right spots offensively and defensively. So everything we do from practices to workouts to everything is efficient. And so right now we're trying to get girls that can all shoot the ball and spread the floor and do certain things that way. And I think things are going the right direction with that right now as well for where we're at. I'm excited with some stuff that's been happening here recently. But like, I think the thing I'm really trying to build the program around is I want tough, competitive young women that are going to represent the university in the city. And that's how I played. I could shoot a little bit, but I want girls that are going to play hard and they're going to compete and they're going to leave it all out in the court.
You mentioned 4 players did stay here from last year. They're still on the roster. What were those conversations like that you had with them? Again, I think you said you appreciated their loyalty and commitment to the university, but what kind of conversations did you have with those 4 players?
Yeah, so I'm fortunate when I first got hired, I met with them all individually. We had some talks about, you know, why they stayed and all this stuff and what they loved about this place. And then we were able to meet as a group and talk and kind of go through everything. And I say this, they have been awesome. They have, from the day I got hired, they were reaching out to me. They were texting me pretty much every day. Even now, they stop by the office every day and say hi. And when we've had recruits on campus, they've been full go of what can we do to help? What can we do for this? Whatever you need us for, we're here for that. And so I really appreciate that. And I think their loyalty to the program says a lot. I mean, that's my pride of coming back, but those four staying here shows what this place means to them as well. And so I've told them my job is to help protect them and help build this thing around them, because they do believe in this place and they have trust in this place.
Talking with Ben Wiersbe, the new women's basketball head coach here on Aces on the Air, episode 53. And I mentioned about 25-ish years of coaching experience. What initially led you into this profession? I heard you mention in your press conference that your dad had a big role in your life, and your parents are big supporters of you, of course. Right. But, you know, what led you into wanting to be a coach? Was it just specifically your dad?
Yeah, it was. I mean, I grew up in the gym, and I was there, and all of his players were like big brothers to me growing up. And I just knew, I can vividly remember one time a bunch of my friends were at the house and my dad was just asking, like, what are you going to do? What are you going to, and asking everybody. And he got to me and he's like, what are you going to do? And I'm like, I'm going to go teach and coach. Mm-hmm. And he kind of looked at me. My mom already had an idea what I was doing. And so that's what I wanted to do. And it's been in my blood. It's my passion. But I think it's one of those things that as I was playing and I finished playing, Coach Morgan Thaler, SIU Edwardsville, gave me a fifth year to be a student assistant, which was a huge, break for me, because I was able to kind of just be a part of it. It was tough because you're playing, I'm helping coach guys I played with. Mm-hmm. But he kind of got me the start of that. And then just kind of took off. I got to be a grad assistant at the University of North Dakota. One year up there, it was Coach Glass was great. It was a little cold up there, but as a grad assistant there, it was when they were still Division II that I was able to be on the road recruiting. I was able to do a lot of different things with that. And then things just kind of happen, you know. It's just kind of stuff. I went to St. Joseph's College for 1 year. And after that's when I made my connection with Coach Cruz. Mm-hmm. And went to West Point with him for 2 years. And I tell everybody that's probably the two best years of my life, working for Coach, working at the Academy. Basketball, we struggle a little bit, but all the other stuff has helped develop who I am, is starting with there. And then I worked my way back to a couple stops. And then I got with Coach Simmons at SIU Edwardsville and came here with him for 3 years. And actually where we're sitting right now is my office.
Yeah.
So, but those were 3 years. And that's where this place, even more with the people here that kind of just felt a part of me. Mm-hmm.
As a player, you played at Lakeland College, South Alabama, and SIU Edwardsville, correct?
Yes.
What kind of player were you back in the day?
I could shoot. I was one thing I could do. I could shoot the basketball. And so I was from a small town. Like I said, I played for my dad. Had a great high school career. Like I said, just wasn't overly recruited. Social media wasn't the thing back then. And AAU wasn't a thing. I got picked up in the spring of my senior year to play for Air Illinois out of Peoria. And I think that's where I realized I could play a little bit better, because I was playing with guys out of Peoria that were going to Illinois and Iowa, and they're all going to play Big Ten. And I started playing with those guys, and like, okay. And then so I went to junior college. And I will say this, my first visit to Lakeland, I met Chris Hollander, who was just the day before had signed to come to Evansville. Mm-hmm. It's just how it's like, kind of work, how all this works. And that, not ever I played with him, but we were just, that's how it started. But I was at Lakeland for 2 years, and Coach Dudley gave me the green light to shoot. And that was kind of where it all took off. And from there, I went to South Alabama for a year and learned a lot of things there. It was just a different experience because our head coach, Coach Musselman, left 10 days before practice started. And we went a week of practice without a head coach. And so that was kind of a interesting experience, but it's also prepared me for a situation now of coming in as a new head coach in a new situation. And then, like I said, Coach Morgan Thaler gave me a chance for my senior year to play at SIU Edwardsville, and I had a great finished my career, great friends I made there, and that's just kind of how it was. But I could shoot. I could shoot a little bit.
It's been about 15 years since you were last here on the men's side as assistant coach, and with people at the press conference, so you've been out in the community some. Have you seen many familiar faces from your time back here?
I have, and that's kind of the fun part, is that, you know, you're coming back to a place that I know a little bit, but also having these people I know that are here supporting the program, but they're also supporting me. And so that's kind of a cool feeling, because, you know, you can take jobs other places, but you go somewhere where people know who you are, and it's like they put their arm around you and tell you they're here to support you and they got your back, and anything you need, they're there. And so I really appreciate that. It made me feel really good.
What was your biggest takeaway when you were here helping Coach Marty Simmons as an assistant? And again, he was a good teacher of the game.
Yes.
So what did you learn most from under him?
He prepared me to be a head coach. Everything you did, he had asked you questions, and he would listen to you, even though he may have already had his decisions made, but he was preparing you for every scout. It was like, how do you want to guard this? Who do you want to guard this? Why do you want to do this? And he just, you know, put you in that position to start thinking that way. Instead of as assistant coach, you were thinking as a head coach of having those questions answered for him. And I think the other thing is especially coming here, is just knowing, just put your head down and work. Mm-hmm. You know, that you go to work and there's no excuses for anything. You figure things out, you figure out how to do things, and you just work at it. And that's what drew me back here, is just knowing that we're going to work and we're going to get things done.
Your next move after Evansville was a head coaching job with the men's side at Illinois. Yep. Springfield. Your career is interesting because you've worked your way up on the men's side and then worked your way up on the women's side. But that first head coaching job, I'm sure, can be overwhelming, and you make some mistakes. You learn a lot. What did you learn most from, you know, that first go-around as a head coach?
I think a lot of that is simple, in the sense of sometimes trying to overcoach or trying to do too much sometimes, and simple is sometimes usually the best answer. And so, you know, as a head coach, I went in, and it was a situation. I go back when I played at South Alabama. I got hired the first week of September, so school has already started, players were already there, and so it was a situation of I didn't have time to think. I just kind of went in and started going. But I learned that you don't always have to overthink, you always have to overcoach. You just do it, keep it simple, keep certain things how you do certain things, and I loved it. I had 4 great years there. I had great people around me, great assistants. The players were great. The other assistant coaches there are the head coaches there. It's funny. I get this job, and I'm hearing from those people as well. Mm-hmm. And so, but there was growing up from that. And I think just trying to keep things simple.
When you were an assistant here, of course, the Aces were playing at Roberts Stadium. Those were the final few years of Roberts Stadium. And our fans always have stories about that place. And you're here for about 3 years. But what do you remember most about Roberts? It was a unique environment.
Yeah. It was awesome. Like, it was, you walk down out of the tunnel and you walk down to the court, and just the history, the history of that place, of, you know, A-Rod McCutcheon and those former players that played for them, and the guys that played for Coach Cruz and Coach Simmons, and just seeing those people and the pride they take for that place. And it was, I've got some stories, but it was awesome. Like I said, you just felt the history of the place of Evansville in there.
You've recruited a lot of players throughout your career. Maybe your biggest recruit is your wife. You found her when you were here at Evansville. If you're comfortable sharing, how'd you guys meet here at Evansville?
Yeah. So I was probably sitting right here, and she went walking right across here. She was working in the marketing department in the athletic office, and we just met and just hanging out with some friends one time, and just it just kind of took off from there. And so for us to come back here is a full circle moment for our kids to be able to see this type of stuff. When they were on campus Thursday, it was kind of fun. Mm-hmm. They were running around all this place, and we're like, okay, Mom worked over here, Dad worked here, and so that was just, it's just kind of, you know, not many people get that experience, especially in the coaching profession, to come back to where it all started for the two of us.
And behind, you know, every successful coach is a wife that is very understanding of what it takes, and just how awesome has she been in your career?
It's the support and love you get from them. Right now, having 3 kids that are a little boy playing baseball, 2 girls that are playing soccer and basketball both. And so this past, they were here Thursday. They went home Friday after press conference because we had going every which way. So she was running to, I'm on Sunday. She took my little boy, Eli, to a baseball tournament. Thankfully, my mother-in-law lives close. She took our oldest daughter to basketball. And then after that, they went to see my middle daughter in soccer. And then it's divide and conquer. And we've got great people in Oxford that are helping with that. But she's there taking care of all 3 of the kids and trying to get the house ready to move and all that other stuff. And I'm here. So I'm hopefully, in the next couple of weeks, I'll be able to get home on weekends to help and do all that stuff. But she's been a rock star when it comes to everything.
What's always been your mindset with that, you know, dad versus coach, having to balance those 2 lifestyles? And also, you know, as your kids get older and start to play basketball, you probably want to coach them hard as well. Just how do you balance all that coach versus dad?
Yeah, I think that's one part. It's kind of tough being a coach sometimes. It's because I do miss some of their activities, sporting activities, concerts, whatever it is. Now, thankfully, the good thing is you've got the phone and game changer, so I'm able to watch and stay, you know, be able to talk to them after games right now. But I think it is since I've lived it, it's a life that I would never change, because you've got access to a lot of things. Coming to the shoot in the gym. My little boy, let's play catch. Not outside. We got to go to the baseball field on campus to play catch, you know. And so having those advantages is great as a kid growing up. And I think my kids have been very fortunate, and they've taken advantage of those situations. I'm proud to for they able to do that, and I think that's when it, you know, they're a part of the program. And when you talk to some of these recruits, they want a family atmosphere. And I get families are all different, but I say what they're going to see from me is when we step between the lines, I'm going to be intense and we're going to coach. Mm-hmm. But when we step off the court, you're going to see me a husband and a father of three. And my wife and kids are going to be around and they're going to be involved. And so that's the fun thing of everything, of that they are able to be around and they've got strong female role models to look up to and be a part of everything.
I'm talking to you here on April 28th, and we're going to kind of shift back to now your team heading into year one. Yep. And again, it might be tough to answer this question specifically. You don't have your full roster together yet. But when you do and you get into the summer months, what will be some goals that you have here this next 6 months to prepare for year one?
Yeah, I think the first part is evaluation of getting everybody in here and seeing what everybody can do. You know, you watch film, you talk to everybody, you talk to different people. So you've got an idea when they come in here. But I think the summer is just kind of – really figuring out who can do what, and then start to mold how I want everything to be done. I've got my vision, but you know, like you said, you've got to adapt to what we have. And so that is going to be the first part. I think the second part is going to be laying the groundwork for the competitive, the hardworking, and the winning mindset. And I think those are three things that we're going to instill from day one. And we've started doing that with the four that are here, and even talking to some recruits that's what we're talking about now to get them ready going.
Obviously you have different goals, year one goals versus, hey, here's what we want to accomplish years 3 through 5. Yep. And sure, everybody wants to come in and win 20 plus games right away. It doesn't always work that way, and hopefully it does. We'll find out here over the next several months. But what would year one success look like for you when I talk to you, hey, next April?
Yeah, it's funny you said, I mean, win. Yeah. I mean, but I think the part of where we're at now is just get better every day. Mm-hmm. Just get a little bit better each day. Individually, collectively, program-wise, everything's just getting a little bit better. And I think that's where the skill work will do, the individual stuff, the team stuff, but just a little bit better each day. And then so by the time you get to March, we've made some good progress.
All right, we're going to finish up with this. And people that have listened to my episodes and interviews over previous years, they know I kind of do a rapid-fire segment with
got it.
First-time guest, and so I have 10 kind of just random questions. Some are basketball-related. It's just kind of first thing that comes to your mind. So for Coach Wiersbaum, off the court, when you do have some downtime, what is your favorite hobby to kind of get away from basketball?
Watch my kids. You know, it's going to baseball, basketball, soccer, flag football, whatever it is.
When you think back to all your years in basketball or just sports generally, what is one of your favorite sports moments of all time? It could be as a coach, a player, a fan, anything that stands out. What's your favorite moment?
I will probably say my dad's last high school game he coached. It was, I was actually here at Evansville. We'd played a game that afternoon. I was able to have somebody that was able to charter me a flight back to Peoria, and I was there for his last game, and there was over 100 former players that came back for his last home game.
Wow.
And so it was kind of a cool moment that I was able to be there. My brother was able to be there, and all these other players that he and students he'd coached and taught that he had an impact on.
If you weren't coaching, what would you be doing?
Being lost. I don't know. I'd probably be a teacher. Mm-hmm. Probably be a teacher.
How about favorite movie and TV show for you?
I'm not a big TV or big movie person. Right now, my TV show is Tracker.
All right.
I watch that. Movie, Hoosiers, I guess.
Good choice. Hoosiers. That's one of my favorites, yeah. All right, you're in the car. Let's say you're heading to a game, you're recruiting. Are you a music guy, podcast guy, or just you want silence?
Music. Podcast and silence, they don't go for me sometimes. I'll watch this, though.
Do your kids think that you're a cool dad?
Sometimes.
Sometimes?
Sometimes. No, I think it's the one quick story I'll say is that the day I interviewed for here, they all text me that morning. It's like, Dad, we love you. Good luck. And so that was kind of cool. And then when Ziggy told the story about calling me to offer me the job, my son Eli was in the car with me. So he got to experience that with me. And so that was a pretty cool moment.
All right. Day of the game. Do you have any game day superstitions?
No.
Nope.
No. Not right. Well, not right now anyways.
Just don't do the same thing.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah, there you go. How about favorite place, city that you've traveled to for basketball? You can't say Evansville. We all know Evansville's your top
Evansville's
choice.
Yeah. I would probably say for basketball-wise, it'd be Asheville, North Carolina, because we won 4 championships there when I was with Mercer.
All right. Favorite athlete of all time? Who'd you like watching growing up?
Bird was kind of my top, but Jordan was right there with him. Mm-hmm.
All right, last question for you. What's been your favorite part about being back here at the University of Evansville these last couple weeks?
Wow. Just feeling like I'm at home. Mm-hmm. I just feel the people here, like people have come out to me and seen, I've seen just out and around the town even, I recognize and they come up and, hey, welcome back. And it's kind of just that home feeling that people remember you and respect you and happy that you're back.
We're happy that you are back as the head coach of Evansville Women's Basketball. Good luck to you here these next several weeks as you construct your coaching staff and roster, and we'll talk plenty more once the season gets closer.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
That is Ben Wiersbe, the 12th head coach in Evansville Women's Basketball program history. For Coach Wiersbe, I'm Jevin Rebin. As always, go Aces.